Money Radio, thank you for joining us today, and it's always a pleasure to talk with Anthony Nieves. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, the March non-manufacturing index comes in at 58.8, down slightly from 59.5 in February, but I'm looking at either one of those numbers look fantastic.
Definitely. We're seeing that slight reduction for the index that registered this month. And when you look at the four indices that make up the composite index, the cooling off of the new orders coming down 5.3 percentage points from a very high 64.8 last month to 59.5. If we had put that aside, we would even have a stronger composite index for the non-manufacturing sector.
Hard to imagine, because you've got a good string going at this point. I mean, you kind of wonder how fast the economy can go.
Absolutely. You look at this, and this strength started building in the fourth quarter of last year, and we weren't sure if it would be sustainable. We've had a little dip here and there, but overall, this first quarter just continues to reflect strength. The composite index, the average 12-month running, is 57.7. Back in January, when we hit the 59.9, that was the highest registered reading for the composite index since its inception back in January of 2008.
Now, new orders down 5.3 percentage points, but the imports up 5. What is behind this sudden surge in imports?
Well, we got past the holidays over in China, and that's always a big part of it. And you look at the dollar also weakening overseas, that's also contributed to it. We had such a strong dollar last year that was an impediment for imports.
So a fair amount of this is China-related. Are you hearing anything from the survey respondents about tariffs?
Yes, we are, and that seems to be the topic of conversation today with the Chinese putting forth their response to the imposed tariffs by us. And I'd like to read the one comment that came out of the construction industry. The unbelievable amount of market volatility in construction-related materials that started with lumber continues with the tariffs on steel and aluminum. Accurate long-term planning has become incredibly difficult, as distributors that historically held costs for at least 30 days are now, in some cases, committing to only 7 days, as prices can change drastically in that time. So this is, as it says here, a continuation. It started with lumber, then we had aluminum and steel, and now we have all these other products being added to the mix that's definitely affecting the psyche of the buyers.
And valid point there, that hits prices, and once again we see prices moving higher, up one half of one percentage point, but at a very high level, 61.5.
We've been seeing this potential for inflation. There's some slight inflation in there, and that looks to be a continuing trend. Coupled with fuel prices, we're seeing the pressure from fuel and fuel-related products. It's noted in freight charges and then petroleum-based products. And then we've had this ongoing with metals. We see it with steel products, and copper.
A lot of the basic commodities there. So let's move over to employment. Nice move higher there. And, of course, we've got the non-farm payroll report coming out on Friday. What are the implications?
Well, we have unemployment. The rate now is, 4.1% of unemployment claims. So this bodes well when you couple that with the high employment index for the non-manufacturing sector. All indications are that report will reflect some strength when it comes out on Friday.
Of course, last month we saw a reading of 313,000 jobs added. I don't think it would point to another month like that, but still, another solid month for employment probably on tap. Now, this wraps up the first quarter as well. What are you seeing kind of the bigger, longer range picture, at least carrying us through the first quarter now? What are the implications moving into the second quarter and for the rest of the year?
Well, I think putting aside any catastrophic events, and we'll have to see how the tariff situation, the tariff situation pans out. We'll have a better gauge on this next month, I think, and maybe moving more towards May. We come out with our semi-annual forecast at conference, so that'll be May 7th. And we have some special questions in there for our respondents to answer directly correlated toward how the impact of the tariffs have on their respective companies.
Okay. What are the respondents saying this past month? You told us what you had heard from construction and some concerns about tariffs. What are the other issues that are affecting people right now?
Well, we have weather conditions that are affecting operations on the East Coast. We've had some strong weather there. We definitely have issues, and it's not listed in the commentary section or from our respondents, but we have some issues with overland trucking still, drivers, as well as trucks and containers. Reports came out that there are some large truck orders being placed as we speak, but there still seems to be some capacity issues, and we see that showing up in the backlog, going up a half a percentage point, 56.5, and deliveries continuing to slow, going up 3 percentage points to 58.5.
Well, another very strong report. The NMI comes in at 58.8. It's down slightly from the February reading, but still a very strong, solid reading at 58.8. And joining us to help analyze the numbers and make some better sense of it, Anthony Nieves, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Always good, solid work from the ISM, and you can find out more at their website, instituteforsupplymanagement.org. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you.